Harper Audio presents The Wall Creeper by Nell Zink. Read by Laurence Bouvard.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
I kill where I please because it is all mine. Ted Hughes. I was looking at the map when Stephen swerved, hit the rock, and occasioned the miscarriage. Immediately obvious was my sticky forehead. Maybe I was unconscious for a couple of seconds, I don't know. Eventually, I saw Stephen poking around the front of the car and said, "Jesus, what was that?" He leaned in at the window and said,
"Hey, you're bleeding. Hold on a second."
He crossed behind the car, looked both ways, and retrieved the bird from the opposite ditch. I opened the door and put my feet outside, threw up, and lay down. Not in the vomit, but near it. The fir tops next to me had their roots at the bottom of a cliff.
"Can I use his bread bag?" Stephen asked.
"Tiff?
Tiff?"
He kneeled next to me.
"That was stupid of me. I shouldn't touch you after handling this bird. Can you hear me, Tiff?"
He helped me into the back seat, and I lay down on the bread. He said head wounds always bleed like that. I said he should have kept quiet.